Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, WWE fans are angry after major streaming issues hits Hell in a Cell 2021.
Did Charlotte Flair and Rhea Ripley just double turn at Hell in a Cell?
Drew McIntyre has been banned from fighting for the WWE title while Bobby Lashley is champion.
And two major WWE stars backstage at Hell in a Cell. I'm Adam Nicholas.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
There we go. There we go. Let's kick this thing off by talking Hell in a Cell 2021, last night's pay-per-view. Unfortunately, one of the big stories coming out of this has nothing to do with the content of the show itself, but people not being able to access the content of the show on Peacock. So it turns out there were a bunch of streaming issues with the show last night. Very unfortunate. You hate to hear it. But it happened, and we're going to talk about it. Mark Middleton of Wrestling Inc. came through with some comments on the situation, noting about how the kickoff show in particular was blighted. There was a CDN error that prevented people from accessing the show. People were trying to watch Natalia versus Mandy Rose, the five-star classic on the pre-show. Things eased up eventually. But that was only the beginning of the night's issues. It should be noted that there were no issues with the kickoff show on WWE.com and YouTube, so you could watch it on those platforms. But if you're trying to watch it on Peacock, there was a good chance you were going to have some errors. Now, the main card was plagued by problems, apparently. Buffering issues everywhere, the app crashing back to its original like front page. And that caused another problem with, you know, like Twitter accounts, WWE's Twitter and the network's Twitter and everything else, kind of posting out match results while people are trying to watch it, but they're behind because of the errors. So things are getting spoiled. It's a whole cocktail of just a pain in the ass. It sounds like a real pain in the ass. Now, Middleton himself describes the whole card, saying that the only match that he personally was able to watch without issues was Cesaro versus Seth Rollins. Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair was described here as unwatchable. That's not a reflection of the quality of the match. although we'll talk about that double turn in a little bit. Bunch of social media stuff. As you would imagine, when things go wrong, social media is ablaze. It's like a bonfire. I've got a couple of comments here. I actually tweeted out this morning asking for comments on it from people who'd watched it on Peacock. I got a few people saying they had no problems whatsoever. One of them said something like they were trying to watch it in the middle of a field in Utah. So that's probably why it didn't work. Fair play. But I got a couple of comments here. Thomas Solis says that Peacock wouldn't play the first 20 minutes. A pain in the ass. The salt of 540 followers, A. Combe, I hope I've said your name right, says, you know the video packages where they freeze the video right before a big impact move so they don't give any satisfying action away on free TV? It was pretty much like that. Electric Wooloo Palooza says, I had buffering issues pretty much every 5 minutes. I gave up right around the start of Owens versus Zayn. And Scott Mitchell here, not someone who replied to me, but an independent comment tweeting Peacock said, and I just like this because it's quite sweary. I say this with all the sincerity in my mind and heart and body. F Peacock. The worst thing WWE could have ever done is moving their network to that shitty app. Can barely enjoy the show because this app keeps acting up. I miss the WWE network. Now, over here in the UK where we still have access to the network, I didn't have any problems. I haven't heard of any widespread problems, but it sounds like Peacock kind of pissed the bed a little bit there, Adam Nicholas.
It does indeed. Although, maybe, you know, given the sort of overall reaction, it seems, perhaps, from Hell in a Cell, maybe you were better off. Maybe just those buffering issues were trying to help you have a better time in blanking out, not having to watch as much of the show. But yeah, no, jokes aside, this is not ideal, especially considering how fresh this is on Peacock. You kind of want this to be a better experience, I would imagine, if anything, for fans who have already had their accounts on the network that were going pretty damn well before then. You don't really want to see this, especially not on pay-per-view night. I can't imagine Peacock were happy, but I can imagine even more so Vince McMahon wasn't very happy either about this.
Yeah, I can't imagine he was too chuffed in his ivory tower reading these complaints and everything else. Tough situation. The transition over to Peacock hasn't been 100% smooth. Still issues with rewinding and pausing, I understand. But hopefully something that they'll be able to iron out. The network itself is a great service. I am dreading the day when it goes away in Europe, as it has done in the United States, particularly when you hear stories like this. So here's hoping that the problems are ironed out. But man, if I was in America, I would really be missing the network right now, for sure.
Yep, thankfully though, that sounds like an America problem. For now, at least. I look forward to that coming back to bite us in the backside. But
can't wait.
Let's talk about the actual pay-per-view, shall we? And some of the matches and some of the things that were going on this pay-per-view. Specifically, Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley. Now, if you're just joining us, Charlotte Flair defeated Rhea Ripley by disqualification, though. And therefore, Rhea Ripley is still your Raw Women's Champion. Sorry to get all your hopes up. I know you wanted another Charlotte title reign. But more important here, we're talking about the potential of what might have been a double heel turn. A double turn, Andy Murray. They were already heels, one of them. Charlotte Flair and Rhea Ripley switching roles. The old Bret and Austin kind of thing going on here at Hell in a Cell. So last night, Ripley and Charlotte wrestled away, had a great match. Charlotte worked the leg of Ripley's all match. But then at the end, it had become to the point where Rhea's leg was completely done in and she was desperate. As you will remember, a similar story they played out at WrestleMania 36, I want to say now. I can't remember with the years. Who knows what years and times are anymore. Either way, after that, Rhea Ripley got herself disqualified, smashed Charlotte with the announce table panel. She then disqualified, retained her title. But then after the match, the brawling continued. Ripley hits the Riptide and then kind of arrogantly, the attitude started to come out. She was demanding to be sort of declared that she was the disqualification. She kind of took it on her head and said, I'm the man now. I'm the man, you know what I mean. And basically, Rhea Ripley, full of attitude and potentially healing out Charlotte Flair. The sympathetic one here, I guess, Andy Murray, getting her ass kicked and losing out on that title because of a disqualification. And, of course, Kevin Dunn gets to press his boo.wav button multiple times for Rhea Ripley.
Yes, he does. A very curious move, this. It seems like a way for WWE to extend a feud that, you know, going by my timeline at very least, nobody really likes.
Yeah.
Which is a curious choice, to say the least. They've done a good job of making Rhea Ripley quite unlikable on the main roster so far. So if that was their end game with this apparent turn, then I guess they've done what they wanted to. But I'm eager to see how it plays out on Raw, as always. I'm sure Raw will be a riveting show with lots of satisfying developments across the board, and that everything will be well. Somehow this situation is going to end up in Nikki Cross beating both of them in a 2-minute beat the clock challenge and then dancing on the table with the title. Speaking of titles, good transition. Drew McIntyre can no longer fight for the WWE Championship. He lost to Bobby Lashley at Hell in a Cell last night. The stipulation was, if McIntyre loses, he can no longer challenge for the belt while Lashley is champion. But it was kind of a caveated finish. There was a ref bump, there was two interferences from MVP, which was eventually decisive. Lashley got the roll up for the win. You wonder if maybe they've done this so that Drew can come out on Raw and go, I was unfairly beaten, so I deserve another title shot. Which, you know, is something that WWE might do, knowing their history and going back on stipulations and everything else. But if not, it's a chance for Bobby to move on to someone fresher. I guess we've seen him and Drew a lot. The match was really good, generally speaking. They beat the absolute tar out of each other. Drew shared a gross picture of his back afterwards. But no more title shots for him until somebody changes their mind tonight.
Yes, I have a feeling that unlike the sort of longevity that the Cody Rhodes angle in AEW seems to have kept on to, my guess, Andy Murray, would be that maybe this one won't last over on WWE. That's just me though, hey? It's not like I've got anything to base that off apart from years and years of them completely changing things around like that. Just a couple of days after, usually, just get thrown off the building, You're back in the next night. Get banned from winning the title. You're in the match the next night for that. A rematch on Raw. What's the money?
Let's do it. I'll give you a fiver if it happens.
Wonderful stuff. Oh, hey. But speaking of things that might happen, some returns potentially and just some people chilling out backstage with WWE. There were two major stars at Hell in a Cell floating around in the back who didn't really get up to much, but they were there nonetheless. And I have the proof. Andy Murray, I can tell you this now. PW Insider reporting that both, well, I say they were reporting, but Ric Flair and Becky Lynch were both backstage last night. Now, Ric Flair obviously was just there supporting his daughter, as was proven by a lovely picture Charlotte took with him backstage. Ric Flair's always going to get it. He's always going to get a whirlwind, a pop from everybody, so nice little picture of him. But I guess the one you're more interested in, perhaps, is Becky Lynch, of course. We are all kind of curious to see when she might be coming back. You recall earlier, Fightful Select recently reported about her being back, and we got a picture of her looking rather jacked, Andy Murray, and in good nick. I can imagine she's had lots of time. I say lots of time. She has become a mother, of course, so she's probably juggling both quite well. But there's no actual report on when Lynch might be coming back, but she was definitely there, and she had been at the, how do you pronounce it, Andy Murray, the Yuengling Center in Tampa, Florida. I can never get that right.
Yuengling. It's one of those beers they have in America where it just kind of tastes like carbonated water mixed with a bit of piss. It's not nice. It's not a nice beer, is what I'm trying to say. And we have plenty of bad beers over here as well. Carling, come on. I'm looking forward to seeing Becky Lynch back in action. And I'm sure Ric Flair was there to prepare for a reprisal of the all-time great storyline with Lacey Evans from earlier this year, because we really need more of that in our lives. Twitter questions, let's do them. First one today comes from Aditya Sawant, who asks the following. Did WWE err by not having their most lucrative man at Hell in a Cell? I really missed Roman here. I thought he would have had a segment with Cena returning. I could only properly enjoy a couple of matches. I didn't watch the rest. I tolerated them and SMH. Fair play. I personally would have kept the Rey versus Roman match on the pay-per-view because Roman Reigns is an attraction to me, but I understand why they put it on television to pop a rating. TV earns more money than pay-per-views. TV's technically a bigger show than the pay-per-view now in that regard, apart from like WrestleMania and stuff. So I get why they do it, but I would have liked that match on pay-per-view for sure, or at least have him on for a segment.
Yeah, I can't really add much more to that. I mean, we always want to see the big stars on the pay-per-views. Roman Reigns is one of the big, if not the biggest in WWE at the minute, should have been on the pay-per-view, IMO, but what are you going to do? WWE likes that money from TV, Andy Murray.
There you go, TV money, Andy Murray. That almost rhymes. Another question here comes to us from Rico Reds, who asks, what is the more interesting version of the Zayn Owens dynamic? Is it heel Kevin Owens and face Sami Zayn, or face Kevin Owens and heel Sami Zayn? I think that they are both great, genuinely, but I will always have a preference for heel Kevin Owens and face Sami Zayn. Zayn is a tremendous troll heel, but I think he's an all-time great babyface. And, you know, going back to the Ring of Honor stuff, all that stuff's great. I love that feud in particular. But the way Kevin Owens came in to NXT was just so great, and I have so much nostalgia for that. So that would be my answer.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to argue with Kevin Owens being a heel and Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn in particular being the babyface is the one for me, because we all know that potential is there. Vince is never going to get over this hurdle with him, but the babyface Sami Zayn is as good as and has as much potential as, and we say it all the time, a babyface Daniel Bryan. It's the same ilk, the cut from the same cloth, and as you say, Sami being such a babyface elevated Kevin's heel persona in NXT to the absolute top. It was amazing. I want them both back in those roles, please.
Yeah, absolutely. And our final question today comes from Mark Lee Willis, who asks the following. Morning, is it possible to ask for a shout out on my birthday? Yes, it is. Happy birthday, Mark. And then, if you had a wrestling figure of yourself, what accessory would you want to come with it? Man, a comb, probably. very wishful thinking from my behalf. But, you know, I could use it to comb all the hair that I have. Yes.
I like this. I
haven't really thought this one
through. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll go on a similar vein then. First off, happy birthday, Mark. Thank you, as always, for all the times you get in touch with Absolutely. What Culture over Twitter. We enjoy your company. But on top of that, if you're going to get a comb, then I think, as a man who stands at a whopping 5'8", I think I'll have a ladder, please, and then I can at least get those high shelves that I just can't reach. You know, I'm always trying to get there, but if I go up the ladder as slowly as they do, I might never actually get the things I'm trying to grab.
To be fair, the premise of this is actually a lot stronger than a lot of WWE gimmicks these days. Man has ladder, because he's short. Man has comb because he's got no hair.
At least there's logic. At least there's logic to it, man.
Exactly. We would be in the 24/7 title division in a week.
Think about this. If you and I merged together, we'd be the ultimate force. You'd have all of my hair and we'd have all of your height. That's it.
A tall guy with hair. Yeah. Here we go.
Here we go. We're cruising.
we're going to hit that lofty goal of being 6 foot and having a full head of hair.
We did it. We did it, man.
Go team. Anyway, thank you for joining us for today's wrestling news. You can follow us on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Send us your Twitter questions. You can follow Adam Nicholas on Twitter at...
It's Adam Nicholas, and you can follow Andy Murray on Twitter.
At Andy H. Murray. The H stands for... Just a noise. It's just a noise. See you later. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.